大家打开哥林多前书十三章。
Can you open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13?
我哋每个月一次学习之前，都读下呢个爱篇啊。
Every month we read this chapter about love.
哥林多前书十三章
First Corinthians chapter 13,
第一节至到第八节
Verse 1 to verse 8.
咁我会用中文读出嚟。
Olive will read in Chinese.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱。我就成了鸣的锣，响的不一样。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有传备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧。卻沒有愛，仍然與我無益。愛是恆久忍耐，又有恩慈。愛是不嫉妒，愛是不自夸，不張狂，不作害羞的事，不求自己的益處，不輕易發怒，不計算人的惡，不喜歡不義。只喜歡真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，愛是永不止息。讀完呢篇愛篇，上一次咧，我就好粗略咁樣講解一下愛篇係每一樣嘢。
Last time we looked at this.I very quickly went through what each of the elements of love was about.
那你睇呢個愛篇嘅時候，尤其是第四至到第八節啦。
And if we look at this, particularly verse 4 to 8,
你會唔會覺得唔知你有咩感覺？你會唔會覺得係哇好好啊
？I wonder what reaction you have. Do you feel, wow, this is really good?
你個心覺得如果個個都係咁樣愛，就好温暖啦。
Would you think if everybody learned to love like this, then it would be very warm?
你會唔會都好向往有一個團體係真係咁樣去生活嘅咧
？Would you hope that there would really be a group of people who can love and live like this?
我相信我哋每一個人都好向往去到一個咁相愛嘅一個團體裏邊。
I think each one of us would really hope that we can reach this level of love.
但係當你讀完呢一段愛篇之後
，But after reading this passage on love，
你覺唔覺得你就識得去愛呢
？Would you think that you know how to love？
大家有冇試過喺過去一個月按住聖經咁樣去愛
？I wonder if in the past week you have tried to love according to the Bible。
你有冇覺得有困難啊
？Did you encounter any difficulties？
啊！有人岌頭喎。
Some people nodded.
如果你岌頭咧，我就好高興。
So if you're nodding, I'm very happy.
因為即係話咧，你有實踐聖經。
It means that you have applied what is in Scripture.
嗱，當你讀完愛篇嘅之後咧，就算你聽完我解釋之後咧，你都唔一定懂得去愛嘅。
So even after reading this passage, and even if after you understand what I have taught you about this about love, it doesn't mean.That you're able to live it out, to love.
你有冇發覺你可能會遇到一啲情況咧？你喺兩難之間，你唔知點做。
There might be some situations where you feel you're stuck in a dilemma. You don't know what to choose.
你想去愛啦，你想去學聖經咁樣。
You want to love. You want to do what the Bible teaches.
但係可能你會遇到一啲情況，點做㗎？
But then you may encounter some circumstance or situation where you think, oh, I don't know what to do.
有時你覺得 幫又好似唔係好妥，唔幫又好似唔係好安樂。
You may be stuck in a situation where you feel it's difficult to help that person. It's also difficult not to help that person.
唔知點辦好。
You don't know what's the best thing to do.
講下施捨。
For example,
give alms.
Yeah, like giving to charity.
嗱，你哋去 chip shop 啊，或者去邊度，你都會見到一個錢鈔仔啊。
Sometimes when you go to the chip shop or other places, you might see a little like a piggy bank.
啊，咁就係捐款或者擺喺你擺啲零錢落去捐款俾一啲慈善機構。
So you can put your coins into that little piggy bank or tub or whatever to donate to the charity.
啊，咁樣咧，啊，如果你買完嘢有少少。2p, 3p, 咁你又入咗落去啦。
So maybe perhaps after you've bought something, you might have 2 or 3 pence change, then you can just put that into the charity box.
咁咧，我覺得啊，我做咗一件愛心嘅事情。
So then you might feel I've done an act of love.
咁你好開心啊！你覺得啊，我實踐咗聖經，我試下去愛啊。
And you might be very happy. You think that you have practiced love according to scripture.
咁但係當你如果你去到中國大陸嘅時候
，However, if you have been to China，
去到中國大陸咧，喺城市嘅地方，你每一條街都見到乞兒。
In some parts of China, in every street you go to, you'll see a tramp on the street。
乞兒嗰啲
beggar。
咁你見到啲乞兒嘅時候，咁你見到一個乞兒，哎呀，你又動咗你嘅慈心，咁又俾個錢佢啦。
So you may see a beggar and you are moved, and so you give them some money.
但你轉落去下一個彎，你又見到一個乞兒，咁再一個彎你又見一個乞兒，乜成條街都幾個乞兒，每一條街都好多個乞兒，夾夾埋埋好多個乞兒，你點俾錢
？So if you turn one corner, you see another beggar. You turn another corner, and then you see another beggar. And so every street there is a beggar, and then you wonder, are you supposed to give money to every beggar you see?
俾錢一個乞兒就好容易。
It's actually very easy to give money to beggars.
但係當我哋見到好多乞兒嘅時候，哎呀，點辦
？But if you encounter lots of beggars, then you may start to wonder, what should I do?
我應該施捨，還是唔施捨咧
？Should I give them something or should I not?
我施捨又唔係好掂啊嚇，自己唔係好多錢。
You may give, but then you may not have that much yourself.
但你唔去施捨咧，你個心好似冇履行到愛心嘅行動，又唔安樂。
But if you don't give, then you feel bad inside your heart because you feel that you should give.
咁嘅心裏邊就好多矛盾啦。
So there's a lot of contradiction within you.
嗱，有另外一啲情況咧，就係、是，你去讓啊，定唔去讓咧？
There are other circumstances where you wonder, should you submit or should you not?
你讓咗人咩？你自己唔知點辦？你唔讓咩？哎呀，咁又好似唔係好安樂。
You feel that if you submit, then it might be a bit difficult for you. But if you don't submit, then you feel bad.
講一個好簡單嘅例子。
I'll give you an example.
幾個禮拜前。
A few weeks ago.
咁我哋有幾個工作人員早一個鐘頭九點。十點到咧就嚟到搬凳噶。
Usually on a Sundays, there's a group of us who come earlier to the church to help set up the chairs.
咁當日咧就入到嚟呢個房咧，就見到有一個老師或者幾個學生坐咗喺度咧上課。
But when we came and arrived in this room, we saw there was a group of students with their teacher giving them some kind of seminar.
咁呢一位老師咧見到我哋。入嚟咧，佢知道係我哋本來租咗喺度聚會嘅。
And this teacher, when she saw us, she knew that we had also booked this room.
咁佢就話：啊，我哋book 咗呢個地方，我哋要上堂啊！你哋去第二度聚會啦，咁樣。
So she said to us, we're using this room for a lesson. How about you go somewhere else?
咁於是乎，我哋就同櫃面嘅小姐講啦，發生咩事啊？咁。
So we went to tell reception about this problem.
咁啊，原來咧係喺嗰個星期咧，就有另一個團體呢個老師咧，就book咗地方嚟到上課。
So what happened was that this teacher had booked this room at the same time as our worship to have her class.
可能聽電話那個呢, 就不知道我們每個星期日呢, 都要在這裡用這個房.
And the person who agreed to let her have this room may not realize that we have already pre-booked this room every weekend.
如果你處於這個處境, 你讓他們還是不讓他們呢?
So if you're in this situation, what would you do? Would you let them have the room or would you not?
因為愛篇講嘛, 愛是不求自己的益處嘛。
Because it says here in the passage, love is not self-seeking.
那我是不是作為基督徒, 我們應該去讓他們呢?
So as a Christian, does it mean that we should be nice? We should just let them have the room?
那如果我讓了他們, 那我們又去哪裡聚會啊? 我們這麼多人啊。
And if we do let them have the room, then what happens to all of our congregation?
因為我們隔壁那個房啊, 還是堆滿了雜物啊。
Because as you know, the other big room is full of stuff at the moment.
但如果我們都下去下面聚會, 那我們的小朋友怎麼辦?
And if we go downstairs to the breakfast area to worship, then where will our children go?
而且呢,下面是很黑的, 我們就很難看到聖經。
It's also very dim downstairs, which makes reading the Bible difficult.
那裡又沒有窗的, 那我們會覺得很焗。
And it's quite stuffy down there.
於是乎呢, 結果呢, 我們就是沒有說讓他們了。
So the result is that we didn't let them just let them have the room.
因為我們只可以得這個房最適合的了,這個房就是聚會。
Because we only have this room that is appropriate for our worship.
但結果我們讓了他們就是下面那個廚房了。
What we did do was let them have the room downstairs and we took our Sunday school children somewhere else.
是的,那些小朋友就要讓他們去別處了。
So that means the Sunday school children had to submit to them.
類似一些情況,我們每天可能都會遇到的。
So these kind of difficult situations we might encounter every day.
在這些情況裡面,你想去實行愛的時候呢, 往往你的心裡面會產生一些矛盾。
So in these kind of situations, when you try to practice love, you may find a contradiction in your heart.
这种的矛盾呢, 尤其是在基督徒心中呢, 是特别的严重的。
These kind of contradictions are particularly serious for Christians.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们很想去实践, 很认真地实践圣经。
Because Christians very much want to put into practice what is taught in Scripture.
所以他们就很小心去衡量每一件事去做。
So they would have to consider very carefully every situation in what they should do.
很多时候我们对爱仍然是一知半解，是吗？
Oftentimes our understanding of love is not complete.
可能有一些原因会令到我们这样。
There could be a reason for this.
或者举一个例子，我们打开马太福音第五章。 马太福音第五章44节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
这里说只是我告诉你们, 要爱你们的仇敌, 为那逼迫你们的祷告。 你有没有试过实践这段圣经?
Have you ever tried to put into practice this verse?
有可能很多人看到这段圣经就觉得不可能的。
A lot of people read this verse and think it's impossible.
今天我不是想解釋這節聖經,
and today, I'm not aiming to explain this verse.
我只是想用它來示範一下,為什麼有時基督徒會誤解了愛是什麼,所以有很多矛盾。
I just want to use it to demonstrate how it can create difficulties for Christians when they try to
love.
這裡說,你要愛仇敵,要為逼迫你的禱告。 So here it says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
乍眼看下去,你給你一種感覺就是,做基督徒要去愛什麼?就是一味的犧牲自己了。
So at first sight, it looks like in order to be a Christian, you have to always sacrifice yourself.
有人對你不好,你都要對他好。
If somebody is not nice to you, you still have to be nice to them.
即是說一味要對人好。That
means you have to be nice to everyone all the time.
所以我們有一種這樣的印象, 所以你有時面對一些處境的時候,你很矛盾。
So if you have this kind of mentality, it means that in certain circumstances, you're going to find some contradictions.
即係話好似頭先嗰個例子，人哋叫我哋讓個房，我就都要讓俾人哋啦。
Just like the example I gave you, somebody wanted this room, we would feel that we have to let them have the room.
又舉另一個例子喺哥林多前書四章。
Let's have a look at another example in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前書四章嘅廿一節。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 21.
这段圣经呢，如果大家还记得上一次我讲过哥林多前书的背景。
If you remember what I shared about this verse last time,
这个背景呢，就是关于哥林多的教会呢，有不同的问题。
The background to this is that the Corinthian church at the time was undergoing various problems.
咁作为建立这间教会的保罗呢，的创办人呢，他就写信去责备。
So Paul, who had founded this church, was writing a letter to them to rebuke them.
咁就叫佢哋悔改。
And telling them to repent.
咁就寫咗一句咁嘅説話。
And then he wrote this in verse 21.
咁保羅咧就話：你們願意怎麼樣呢？是願意我帶著形象到你們那裡去呢？還是要我存慈愛温柔的心呢？
So Paul says, what do you desire? Shall I come to you with a rod or with love and a spirit of gentleness?
因为当保罗写完信去劝他们悔改之后，保罗是打算亲身亲人去当地一次。
Because after Paul had written this letter to them, he intended to go and see them personally.
所以他就说，你想我来到的时候是拿着枝藤条啊，还是系存一个慈爱温柔嘅心呢？
So Paul is saying, when I come to you, do you want me to come to you with a rod or a cane, or shall I come to you in a spirit of gentleness?
形象或者藤条，即系现代语嘅藤条啦，吓，即系代表住管教同埋责罚。
So the rod here represents discipline or punishment.
保罗咧，梗系唔系话真系揸支棍打人啦。
Of course, Paul isn't literally going to bring a rod with him to beat people.
呢度系讲紧责罚管教啫。
Here it's talking about some form of discipline or punishment.
嗱，保罗咁样讲嘅时候，会唔会俾到我哋一种印象，就系藤条同爱心咧，好似成为咗对立咁样
？So when Paul says this, does it give us the impression that the rod and love are two opposing things?
咁就好容易俾我哋误解咗咧，藤条就等于唔系爱啦。
It might cause some misunderstanding for us that the rod is not a form of love.
如果揸藤條咧，就唔係愛心咯。
Those who use the rod are not very loving.
所以咧，我哋基督徒有好多時候誤解咗聖經嘅話咧，就會對愛有一種唔全面嘅了解。
So for Christians, they may have this kind of misunderstanding, in which case their understanding of love is not complete.
我哋只係明少少嘅啫。
We only understand a little bit。
可能我哋對愛就以為係愛就係對人好好咯。
Perhaps we just think that love is being nice to everyone。
有禮貌咯。
To be well-mannered。
講嘢好斯文咯。
To speak very quietly and gently。
講嘢大聲都唔得㗎咁樣。
You can't speak loudly。
咁並且一定要對人咧笑眯眯㗎。
You always have to smile。
仲要咧，凡事都要順住人嘅意思去做噶。
And you always have to submit to everyone。
咁就犧牲自己啦。
And you have to sacrifice yourself。
因為咧，愛是不求自己的益處嘛。
Because love is not self-seeking。
並且咧，愛是不輕易發怒嘛。
And love is not easily provoked。
所以咧，就算你見到好錯嘅事、好壞嘅事咧，你都唔可以去出聲啊咁。
So even if you see things that are very wrong, you can't say anything.
又或者唔可以去責備噶。
Or perhaps you can't rebuke people.
嗱，你咁樣做當然你會令到人好中意你。
Of course, if you live like this, you will a lot of people will like you.
有好多人會好接受你。
A lot of people will accept you.
但呢個唔係聖經所講嘅全面嘅愛。
But this is not the complete love that the Bible is talking about.
所以對愛的誤解咧，就可能係要令到人中意，令到人開心。
So the misunderstanding of love is that it could be that we are wanting to seek people to like us。
或者係令到人哋覺得好舒服，我哋就覺得以為呢啲就係愛心啦。
Or perhaps just to make everyone happy and feel comfortable, and then that would be love.
如果我哋对爱心净系有咁多多嘅了解嘅话咧，唔怪得我哋遇到一啲情况，我哋系会唔知点做。
If that is our understanding of love, then no wonder there will be situations where we find it difficult to know what to do.
我问大家一个好简单嘅问题。
I'll give you, I just want to ask you a very simple question.
如果你见到一个妈妈揸住藤条打一个仔，你会觉得妈妈是爱还是不是爱啊？
If you see a mother beating her child with a cane, for example, would you think this mother is loving the child or not?
No, she's not loving. Why do you say so?
Because she beat the child.
Oh, she's
not very loving, is it?
Oh, I see. I must ask another mother then. Maggie, 你觉得呢？Depends. Why do you say so? Yeah. Yeah, did you hear that? 大家听到吗？阿 Maggie 说她作为一个妈妈，刚才她想哭了，她说因为我爱我的仔女，所以当她们曳的时候，她们做错事的时候，我就要拿着藤条打她，来到罚她咯，这样。但是为什么你会选择这样做呢？为什么你的小孩子做错事，你会选择要去用藤条教训他呢？
Why would you choose to use the rod or a cane to punish your child?
阿多，你说呢？我们要问妈妈先得的，是吗？阿多，你的意思呢？你会觉得是爱啊，还是不爱呢？嗯，为什么你会觉得是这样？
思想妈妈这方面呢，如果你的仔是曳的，你就很想用正确的方法，但如果他是最曳的，你就要打他。就是打他，就是不是说虽然是打到他身上，但是重在他心里面，真的很痛，因为你打他始终他是痛，但是希望他明白你做错了，
打他。嗯，translate that.
Basically, it means that in the Chinese culture, if a child is naughty or wrong, you have to punish them. You may have to use a cane or something to hit them, so that they will know that they have done something wrong.
咁所以作為媽媽嗰個出發點啊，嗰個出發點嗰個動機呢，佢唔係想虐待個細蚊仔，係咪？
So what's important is the motivation behind why you want to punish the child.The motivation is, what was it again? It's not to torture the child.
那个动机也不是说个妈妈想去发泄自己的情绪。
And it's also not because the mother wants to lose her temper. It's not out of her temper. Not out of losing her temper.
而她的目的呢，是为了想教好个细蚊仔知错，教好他。
The attitude of the mother is that, and the purpose is she wants to teach the child.
或者我问下一个细蚊仔啊 ，Bobby， 你妈妈有冇打过你啊？冇啊！
我妈妈有，不过好少。
爸爸有。
爸爸就冇。
妈妈有。
有。
点解妈妈打你啊？
因为以前曳。
So Bobby says, Mum has hit him before. Why? Because he was naughty.
咁媽媽打你嘅時候，你覺得媽媽係愛你定唔係愛你啊？
有時候我覺得係愛，有時候覺得佢喺度發泄。
That's fair, fair statement.
So we asked Bobby, when he's being hit by mom, does he feel that mom is loving him? And he says, sometimes he feels it is love, sometimes he feels she's doing it out of a temper.
Sometimes we have to listen to
children.
咁你覺得媽媽打你好啊，還是唔好呢？你做錯嘢嘅時候啦，當然嚇。因為我強調是你做錯事的時候，
都有，
都打了。
So we ask Bobby, does he think it's good that mum hits him when he's naughty? And we emphasize when he's naughty. And he said, yeah, should hit.
So he said. 所以都唔係講緊虐待孩子。
So we're not talking about mistreating children.
又唔係講緊發泄自己嘅脾氣。
And not using the cane to venting your anger, yeah.
咁而係呢，想希望個細蚊仔知錯改。
It's just the, in the hope, the motivation and the purpose is for the child to change.
咁說到底都係出於一個愛啊，個心腸。
So what it really means is love from your heart.
咁我又問大家另一個問題啊。
I'll ask you another question.
咁如果一個人呢犯咗法，咁佢要受到法律嘅制裁。咁呢個執法者有愛心定係冇愛心啊
？For example, if somebody has committed a crime and he is punished, would you feel that this punishment is an act of love or not？
咁呢個法官啊，係咪因為罰咗人咧就冇愛心咧
？Would you say that the judge who has passed the sentence, would you say he hasn't any love because he passed sentence on the criminal？
我咁樣問咧，大家就會好明白啦，係咪
啊 ？If I explain it in this way, it's very clear.
所以愛心呢樣嘢咧，我哋唔能夠單單從表面嘅行為就去斷定一個人有愛心定冇愛心。
So when we talk about love, we can't just look at one side of it and determine whether a person is loving or not loving.
我哋唔可以淨係睇一個人佢嘅行為。做出嚟嘅係點樣做出嚟嘅行為嚟到斷定佢係咪愛心
？We can't just look at the actions of a person to conclude whether they are loving or not loving。
並且咧，愛咧亦都唔係單單話要令到對方中意啊、開心啊、舒服啊。
And also, love doesn't always mean making other people happy and comfortable and pleasure and having pleasure。
如果係咁咧，當我哋被責罰嘅時候，我哋就一定唔會中意啊，係咪
？Because of course, being punished is not something pleasurable.
嗱，今日咧，我哋要學下愛嘅深一層。
So today we need to look at a deeper level of love.
愛係啲乜嘢
？What is love？
愛有冇另一啲嘅準則嘅呢
？Is there anything more to love？
請大家翻去提摩太前書。
Can you turn to First Timothy? First Timothy.
提摩太前書一章五節。
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 5.
但命令的總歸就是愛，這愛是從清潔的心和無愧的良心、無偽的信心生出來的。嗱，呢度講到愛係發自某一種嘅內心。
So here it tells us what kind of a heart love comes from。
喺節經文裏邊，我哋學到兩方面。
So from this verse we can learn two things。
第一咧就係原來愛咧係要首先發自內心嘅。
First we see that love has to come from your heart。
所以唔可以單單睇一個人嘅外表嘅行為。
Which means you can't just look at what a person does to determine whether that person has love or not have love.
愛一定係要從心裏邊發出嚟。
True love has to come from the heart.
首先從內心開始。
It starts from the heart.
如果你內心冇愛嘅咧，你係點樣做都做得唔？
If in your heart you don't have love, no matter what you do, you can't really practice love.
咁從內心發出嘅呢個愛，佢嘅有咩特性嘅呢
？So what's the characteristic of this love from the heart?
呢座心咧係純潔嘅心。
It says here that the heart is pure.
清潔。
And clean.
咩意思呢
？What does it mean?
即係話呢個心咧係冇私心嘅。
It means that this heart is
冇私心selfish motive.
It means that this heart has no selfish motive.
佢冇乜不良動機。
It means that they don't have any bad intentions.
譬如剛才所講，打仔就不是為了發洩，是為了對方學到知錯改好。
So just now we mentioned that when you discipline your children, it's not to vent your anger, it's because you want to teach them.
所以這一種心是沒有私心。
So this kind of attitude or heart is not self-seeking.
它不是為了自己有什麼益處。
It's not seeking its own benefit.
它是為了兒子將來長大會好。
It's in the hope that the child will learn.
这个是清洁的心。
This is a heart that is clean or pure.
无愧的良心。
Here it says a good conscience.
良心呢是一样工具，是神给了我们一个工具呢，来到分辨对错。
So a conscience is something that God has given us to discern right and wrong.
因为一个人没有私心这样去爱，
If a person loves without any selfishness,
咁就連佢嘅良心咧都唔會責備佢啦。
It means that their conscience won't rebuke them.
你嘅良心會支持你嘅行動。
It means that your conscience will support what you do.
你嘅良心會贊成你咁做。
Your conscience will agree with what you're doing.
你唔會覺得唔安樂。
You won't feel bad about what you do.
你唔會覺得喺種處境就係唔做好似。即做又唔系，唔做又唔系咁。
You won't be in a situation where you feel, you feel bad if you don't do it, and then you, but yet you feel you can't not do it.
咁呢个系一个无愧嘅良心。
So here, this is the kind of good conscience, a heart with a good conscience.
仲有一个无伪嘅信心。
We also want to talk about a heart without hypocrisy.
无伪，嗯。
Faith without hypocrisy.
无伪即系真。
Here it says sincere faith. It means a faith that is sincere, not false or hypocritical.
信心有起碼有兩重嘅意思。
There are two meanings to love, at least.
信心。
To faith, sorry.
第一咧就係信心所指嘅係我哋嘅信仰。
So the first meaning is that faith has to do with belief.
一個真嘅信仰。
A true faith.
A true faith. 即是说到圣经的真的教导。
It's referring to the correct teaching in scripture.
这个是信心的第一个含义。
So this is the first meaning of faith.
真的圣经教导。
True scriptural teaching.
即是一个爱心，是这种爱心是要发自一种你的根据是有正确真的圣经教导。
It means that the correct love has to be based on correct scriptural teaching.
你去爱嘅时候，你有真嘅圣经教导做你嘅基础。
It means that as you practice love, you have correct scriptural teaching as your basis.
信心嘅第二个意思咧，就系对神嘅信任同埋倚靠。
The second meaning of faith has to do with trust and dependence on God.
当你去爱嘅时候，你嘅信心要放喺神嗰度。
When you practice love, you have to put your trust in God.
当你所做的一切做咗啦，你应该做嘅做咗啦，咁你就要将个一切嘅结果交俾神。
So you do what you can do, and then you commit the rest to God.
你尽你所能去爱，按住圣经嘅教导去爱。
You can only just love according to how Scripture teaches you to love.
但系呢个爱嘅果效你要交俾神。
But what comes out of that love, we have to just commit it to God.
所以呢段圣经话俾我哋听，爱首先要发自一个内心。
So here this verse is telling us that love has to come from the heart.
所以唔系净系睇一个人外表做咗啲乜嘢。
It's not just looking at what a person does outwardly.
要讲个人嘅心肠。
It has to see what is in that person's heart.
看一个人的动机有没有私心。
Have to see whether that person's motivation has any selfishness there.
如果没有，我们的良心都会支持我们这样做。
If there isn't, then our conscience will also support what we do.
我们的爱心必须是要按着圣经的基础去做。
Our love has to be based on correct scriptural teaching.
并且靠着神，我们去爱。
And we depend on God to practice love.
这个是我们今天看到的一方面。
So this is one aspect that we shall look at today.
就關於愛係出自良出自個心嘅。
That love has to come from the heart.
第二方面。
And the second aspect.
就係愛嘅深一層嘅第二另外一方面啦。
Which is the deeper level of love.
就係我要講到智慧啦。
I want to talk about wisdom.
我哋又睇翻哥林多前書十三章四節。
First Corinthians 13.
即係愛篇啦，我哋翻返去愛篇十三章四節。
First Corinthians 13 verse 4。
愛是恆久忍耐，又有乜嘢？恩慈嗬，恩慈。上一次我解釋過啦，恩慈係咩意思呢？
So here it says love is patient and love is kind. Last time I explained about kindness.
恩慈係咩意思呢
？What's the meaning of kind？
呢個希臘文嘅意思咧就係咁。
The Greek meaning is this。
一個人係為咗對方嘅益處而去做一啲好仁慈嘅舉動。
It means that for the benefit of the other person, the person who seeks to love,
為咗對方嘅得益處咧，去做一啲好仁慈嘅事。
So kind means that you do something for the benefit of somebody else.
咁即係為對方嘅益處。
To do something for the benefit of somebody else.
一個媽媽打仔去責罰仔女。
So if a mother disciplines a child,
對佢有冇長遠嘅益處啊
？Will it be beneficial for that child？
當然有啦。
Of course, yes。
佢唔會學埋啊嘛。
It means that they won't be naughty again。
佢又唔會讓佢任性啊嘛。
It means that it won't encourage him to insist on his own way。
咁對佢日後成長出嚟社會工作。同人相處係會好有幫助。
It means that when he grows up and he interacts with other people in society, this kind of teaching will be very, very beneficial to him.
所以責罰其實係為咗對方有長遠嘅益處。
So the discipline is for the long-term benefit of the child.
咁即係話咧，我哋要學去為對方去諗益處。
That means we have to learn to think about the benefit of the other party.
我哋去愛別人嘅時候，我哋經常要去諗，我咁樣做對對方有冇益處
？So often when we try to practice love, we have to stop and think: Is this going to benefit or be beneficial to the other person？
或者有冇長遠嘅益處呢
？Is there a long-term benefits for that person？
責罰唔係一啲好好受嘅事情啊。
It's not very pleasant being punished。
但係可能被責罰嘅人當時梗係唔好受啦。
Obviously, it's not nice for the person being punished。
但係到佢日後長大，或者佢會識得去諗。
But perhaps later on in his life, when he's older, he will understand.
嗱，要去明白對一個人有冇益處咧，我哋要動好多嘅腦筋。
So in order to discern whether or not something will be beneficial for the other party, we have to think a lot.
當一個細蚊仔佢哋要乜嘢，我哋就俾乜嘢嘅時候咧，你可能會令到佢好任性。
If you give a child everything he wants,they will become very self-centered.
咁啊，對佢哋係冇益處嘅喎。
And it's not beneficial to them.
起碼冇長遠嘅益處。
There will be no long-term benefits to them.
嗱，同一樣嘅嘢咧，對一個人有益處，對另一個人未必有益處。
What might be beneficial for one person may not be beneficial for the other.
所以我哋係必須要針對每一個人去為佢諗，究竟乜嘢對？这个人有益处呢?
So we have to think of each person individually. What would be beneficial for that particular person?
咁即系话咧，我哋系需要有智慧去断定。
It means that we need wisdom to determine that.
要运用神，求神俾我哋有智慧。
We must ask wisdom from God.
去知道乜嘢对边一个人有益处，有长远嘅益处。
To know what would have long-term benefits for each person.
你想到之後，你就去照住去做。
And when you have that wisdom, then you practice loving that person.
呢個就叫做恩慈。
This is called grace.
Kind, love is kind. 就愛是恩慈。
This is what kind means when it says love is kind.
我哋需要，唔怪得我哋需要按住聖經嘅真理嘅教導去做。唔怪得我哋需要按住聖經嘅真理去做。
So this is why we need to act according to scripture.
因為聖經含有最大的真最大嘅智慧。
Because Scripture has the best wisdom。
有時你唔知點做嘅時候，你試下去問神，去睇本聖經。
Sometimes when you don't know what to do, look at Scripture and ask God what you should do。
所以智慧係愛嘅另一個準則，我哋要去明白。
So wisdom is another part of love that we have to understand。
第三個準則，亦都最後一個準則，我今日要講嘅。
The third principle about love is also the last principle that I'm going to share today.
就是聖潔。
It's to do with holiness.
我們看看愛篇的第六節。
So look at verse 6 in 1 Corinthians 13 here. Verse 6.
第六節。不喜歡不義，只喜歡真理。
Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
不義即係一啲唔公平嘅事啊。
So unrighteousness here means things that are unjust。
唔公義啊。
Unjust。
邪惡嘅事啊。
Things that are evil。
唔對嘅事情。
Things that are wrong。
而真理就梗係相反啦，即係正直嘅事。
So truth means righteousness。
可靠嘅事。
Things that are dependable。
Trustable,
trustworthy,
trustworthy.
Things that are trustworthy.
即係事實嚟嘅。
Things that are true.
係誠實嘅。誠實 honest.
Things that are honest.
所以不喜歡不義，只喜歡真理。
So love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
凡係唔正義、唔公平、邪惡嘅事。不要喜歡。
All the things that are unrighteous, that are wrong, that are unjust, love does not rejoice with these.
凡是事實啦、正直啦、誠實啦，我們就要擁抱。
But the things that are true and upright and righteous, those are the things we embrace.
所以我們不單止要去支持真理，我們還要有時要講出來。
So not only do we have to support what is true, sometimes we have to speak it out.
凡係同真理相反嘅咧，我哋要拒絕。
So things that oppose the truth, we have to reject.
拒絕唔公平嘅事。
We have to reject what is not just.
唔好因為要討好別人，我哋就要勉強去贊成。
It means that we don't, for the sake of pleasing other people, we support what is wrong.
所以有時你要去好似學立雞群咁樣，即係你要自己係得你自己嘅聲音嘅啫，可能。
So it could mean that you have to end up standing out of the crowd.
講一個好極端嘅例子。
I give you an example.
咁咧就依一個例子咧就即係都好不幸啊嚇。
This is a very unfortunate example.
一個男仔一個女仔拍拖。
Like a girl and a boy were courting.
一次一個男方向呢個女方要求，要同佢發生關係。
And the boyfriend said to the girlfriend, he asked her to sleep with him.
佢話：你咁樣做咧，就可以證明你對我忠貞啦。
And the boyfriend said, if you sleep with me, then you will prove that your love for me is true.
你就唔會去望其他男人啦。
It means that you won't look at other guys.
咁我哋發生咗關係之後咧，你就係我噶啦。
That means that after we have had relations, then you belong to me.
呢個女仔可能真係唔係好懂得去愛啦。
And unfortunately, this girl doesn't really know how to love.
蒙蒙查查咁，即係拒絕又唔係幾好意思。
She didn't really know what to do. Like if she rejected, then she feels bad.
但係應承咩，其實又唔係好想。
But she also didn't want to agree with him.
但無論如何，佢哋都做咗啦。
But anyway, they did have relations together.
呢個女仔係咪好蠢呢
？Would you think this girl is very foolish?
係咪愛得好蠢呢
？Do you think she loves very foolishly?
可能其中嘅原因就係佢對愛嘅了解係好片面。
It could be that her understanding of love is very superficial.
可能就係、
是、very incomplete.
就係佢。令到人哋中意咯，令到人哋開心咯。
Perhaps she's thinking that love means pleasing the other person, making them happy.
And
thinking this is love.
但聖經俾我哋一個準則,
but scripture gives us a principle.
聖潔,
holiness.
聖潔是一個底線來的,
holiness is the bottom line.
你不喜歡不義,
love does not rejoice with unrighteousness.
如果有不義的事情人家叫你去做, 無論他是誰, 你都不好好做。
If somebody asks you to do something unrighteous, doesn't matter who that is, you should not commit that act of unrighteousness.
如果你跟那個人同謀合污的時候, 這個不是愛。 跟他一起做壞事呢, 這個不是愛。
If you are partaker with somebody who is doing unrighteousness, this is not love.
所以我們必須分得清清楚楚。
So we need to be very discerning about what is right and wrong.
所以我總結一下。
So I want to summarize.
今天我們講到愛的深一層。
We're looking at a deeper level of love.
首先,愛是必須要發自內心。
Love has to come from the heart.
我們講動機,講良心,講純潔,無私的動機。
We talk about motivation, we talk about
無私的良心,
an unselfish heart or conscience.
我們是講一個無愧的良心,
a heart that is without falseness or hypocrisy.
我們講到要按著聖經的真理去愛。
We have to love according to scripture.
要靠著神幫助去愛。
We have to love with God's help.
我們盡力做了之後, 有什麼結果, 我們交給神。
We can only do our best to love, and the rest we entrust to God.
但是來到實際上的生活去做去愛呢, 有時我們會不知怎麼做。
But sometimes in practical daily life, we may find it's difficult, we don't know what to do.
那我們如果遇到這種情況, 我們首先要問。
And if we do encounter this kind of difficulty, we have to ask.
我這樣去愛的話, 有沒有牽涉到不正直的事情呢?
We have to ask, is what I'm doing anything that is unrighteous?
有沒有牽涉到一些要我參與一些不誠實的事呢?
Does it involve me partaking in anything that is not right?
不誠實, 不誠實,
dishonest?
即是說聖潔是一個底線來的。
So holiness is the bottom line.
我們要跟同罪要劃清界線。
We have to make a very clear line between right and wrong.
另外你亦都可以問下, 我這樣做對對方有沒有益處?
And we can also ask, will what I do be beneficial to the other person?
我應該怎樣做才能給對方益處?
What is it that I should do in order to benefit the other person?
尤其是對他的靈魂有益處。
In particular, whether or not it will be beneficial to the other person spiritually.
你亦都可以問, 如果我不敢做, 有沒有另外一個可行的方法代替的?
You can also ask, if I don't do what they ask, is there another way that I can... What?
有沒有另一個方法可以做的? Alternative.
Is there an alternative to
alternative.
To do what they ask?
Yeah. 有沒有另一個方法去解決這件事呢?
Is there another way to deal with the situation?
這些都是跟智慧有關。
So all of this has to do with wisdom.
我們必須要去神那裡去求智慧。
So we need to ask God for wisdom.
我今天的講道是這麼多。
Yeah, so this is the sharing for today.
我們唱一首歌結束好嗎?
So shall we sing a song to end?